Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin. Each week on Wisconsin's Afternoon News, Greg Matzik and I speak to the Travel Secretary Ann Sayers. Always a fun little conversation. This week we focused on natural wonders throughout the state of Wisconsin.
And let's go to one of America's largest freshwater cattail marshes. It's right in Dodge County, not too far from where we're located.
I'm so excited to tell you about the Horicon Marsh. It really is one of the ecological wonders of Wisconsin. It is the country's largest freshwater cattail marsh, and it's managed as both a National Wildlife Refuge and a state wildlife area. There are 33,000 acres in this marsh, lots of ways to enjoy it. One of the most popular is bird watching. It's a common stopping ground for migrating Canada geese and duck species, cranes, and other things. Over the years, more than 300 species of birds have been spotted at the marsh, including some of the rarest in Wisconsin. So that is a lot of fun. You can visit the Horicon Marsh Education and Visitor Center while you're there to learn more about the wildlife in the area. You could consider bringing a canoe or a kayak. You can reach some of those remote corners of the marsh. And paddling is allowed on the state-managed portion. And there are 4 boat landings to make sure you can getting on the water is easy. And I have to recommend, when you're done with a day at the marsh, head over to nearby Mayville for a meal at Don Ramon. This restaurant serves made-from-scratch Mexican dishes from original family recipes, and it is so, so good.
That's different than Don Ramen, because that would be a noodle place, right?
Right. Also sounds very delicious.
It does. So you're a birder, and what is the coolest bird or the most unusual bird that you've seen?
Well, it's got to be a whooping crane. I think there's only like 700 in the entire world, and they actually nest here in Wisconsin in the summer. So I've been really lucky to get to see some in the wild.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. You're right. And they're a big bird, too. Let's go to Price County. How about the highest point in Wisconsin? That in Price County?
Yes, it is. The rooftop of Wisconsin, they call it. Timms Hill County Park. This Price County Park is at an elevation of nearly 2,000 feet. It's 1,951 and a half. Don't forget, feet. So, yes, highest point in the entire state. It's surrounded by rugged, forested beauty. You can climb an observation tower for sweeping views of woodlands stretching out for miles. You can visit in the summer to see, of course, all the lush green of the season and then return back in the fall for the unforgettable pops of color. Pack a swimming suit, take a dip in Bass Lake that's located inside Timms Hill County Park, or bring your hiking gear for exploring the Ice Age National Scenic Trail, which runs just miles away from the park. And after a day outside, rest and recharge just outside of Timms Hill at High Point Village in Ogema. This resort is open all year for any season adventures. Rent one of the cabins that have chalet charm on the outside and a warm Northwoods feel on the inside. And grab breakfast or lunch at the on-site restaurant called Hill of Beans, which is a great name.
I love corned beef hash. I see it's on their menu. That's how I know if it's a good breakfast place, Ann. That's my own little personal report card. And I know they got a great one up there.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, my kids love to look at stars. We've got some cool apps that we do some constellation tracking and stuff like that. Sometimes we just can't see them all that great in our backyard because of some of the city lights that encroach. But if you want to get some great stargazing, you can head up toward Door County.
Yes, the place to go is Newport State Park. It's located right on Lake Michigan. The state park is currently Wisconsin's only designated dark sky park. So that designation means that there's limited light pollution in the area, so you can see exceptional nighttime skies. You are going to be blown away as stars and constellations just stretch out in every direction. You can visit the park in the daytime, though, to get a feel for the area. And when you return at night, you'll know what you're doing. The Newport State Park even has a specifically designed night sky viewing area on the Lake Michigan coast. And you can pair stargazing with a meal at Gordon Lodge in Bailey's Harbor, the on-site restaurant. Top Deck is what it's called, is one of Door County's premier casual dining destinations. Craft cocktails, comfort food, picturesque sunsets. Sounds pretty great.
All right, Ann, it's time for our favorite game of the week here on Wisconsin's Afternoon News. It is... Where is Ann going next in our great state? What's kind of on the itinerary?
I love this game. Well, you know, next stop is Mile of Music in Appleton. That's happening the next weekend, Thursday through Sunday next weekend in Appleton. Ooh. They shut off a whole mile of Appleton. All this free music is just pouring out of every corner. Buses going up and down the street filled with musicians. It's really a good time.
Yeah, Appleton's underrated.
It is. I do all my shopping there. Fabulous food, natural resources, the arts and entertainment. It's just spectacular.
Staying on the fruit theme, Anne, we can't wait to ask you this question and have your answer be, I'm coming to Menomonee Falls to see John Mercure's peach tree because it's blossoming and neighbors are just stealing peaches off his tree left and right.
Oh, that sounds fabulous. I make a pretty mean little frozen drink out of peaches.
Oh, you do?
I could use some. Mm-hmm.
Ooh, all right. You got to bring that. Greg's wearing a peach-colored shirt, actually, today.
Darn right, in honor of.
Yeah, someone stole the peaches off my peach tree, Anne. It was really unbelievable, actually.
They're probably making a peach fizz.
Ooh, they could be. She is Anne Sayers, the travel secretary. It's always fun to catch up, Anne. Have a great rest of the week.
Thanks for having me.
So many things to do, and a lot of them are within an hour or an hour and a half car drive from Milwaukee. So get in your car and check that out. If you'd like more information on the show, it's really easy. Go to WTMJ.com. That's WTMJ.com. I'm John Mercure. Thanks for hanging out with us. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.